Hi,
everyone.
Oh, we don't mute it.
Let me tell you, this side of the world, we're living in a volcano.
You are.
The heat here has just been just about unbearable. We're talking, even at nighttime, 31 degrees Celsius and 80% humidity. Daytime, we're looking at 40, 42 degrees Celsius. The planet's heating up, folks. Mother Earth has had
Randy, what's that in Fahrenheit? Is that about over 100 degrees in the daytime?
Yes, over 100 degrees.
Oh, okay.
And when that much humidity, it's very difficult to keep yourself cool. So what you have to do is you have to pace yourself in everything that you do. So again, Mother Nature is teaching us what? Patience. Hang in there. Everything's going to be fine. This is the thing. Millions of people came together to look at the spectacle of Notre Dame. Trial by fire. And why did she burn? Well, let's ask ourselves something. Look at all the slavery that was done during the building of buildings at that time. Look how many trees were cut down, etc., etc., etc. Now people are coming together again to help rebuild it. But if we're going to rebuild something like that, let's rebuild it with love. Let's rebuild it with love, not just an icon of something. So I will say this. As we march ahead in the raising of the vibration of not only the planet, but ourselves, we have to keep forging ahead and realize that some may lag behind. Some may seem to fall off the trail. That's their choice, like Wamina said. This is a free will planet. Respect their choice and understand that you cannot help someone who doesn't want to be helped. Namaste.
Randy, I heard that there was 196,000 trees cut to build that. Is that correct?
That's probably correct, yes, because the roof alone was insane, the amount of, and they had to be only oak, and they had to be huge, huge trees. Because of the support needed. Remember, the roof was lead at those times. 210 tons of lead was the roof.
Wow. Okay. So who wants to speak up next here? Vinayak?
Greetings, everybody. Then aloha from Hawaii. I am full of questions tonight, so I am going to share with you questions to ask yourselves if you choose to. Starting with, what if you were to choose to know right now, from this moment forward, that regardless of how it looks, absolutely everything is working out perfectly and divinely orchestrated for you. What if you were to choose to know that it is impossible for you to do it wrong. And furthermore, that you are eternal, so you will never, ever get it done. What if you were to choose to know that whatever issue, problem, challenge you are experiencing right now, that built inside that issue, problem, challenge is your solution. However, also knowing that by focusing on the issue, as we have been programmed to do, if you were to choose to know from now on that you take your attention off of the problem and you put your attention and your awareness on everything that you have grateful, that you can be and are grateful for, from the smallest to the largest, I'm inviting you to have a rampage within yourself of appreciation for everything that is the way that you would like it to be, the way you've chosen it to be, the way you would want more of. For example, if you love your animals or pets, whatever you were experiencing, like Randy was sharing, you just slowed yourself down and you just put all your awareness and your attention on the love that you experience from your animals and your pets. And what if you chose from this moment forward to give up having to do anything other than to be quiet, to go within yourself for the answers, and to only act if and when you feel inspired to do that? And it could be inspired to do the dishes, which might lead to a phone call that you receive. You don't know, we don't know, and we'll never know all of the beautiful orchestration that's available to us until we slow down, experience the quiet and the beauty and the peace within ourselves, so that we can shine our light out to the world by being and having more and being inspired with your actions, with much love and appreciation. Thank you for being here with us this evening, this morning, this afternoon. Whenever you choose to listen to this call, there is no time, so you will always receive the benefit. Much love. Aloha.
Well, thank you very much. Talking stick. And is there anyone else that has anything to say before we ask Rama who he's talked to this week? Okay. Well, Rama, did you have any interesting phone calls this week?
Greetings, everyone. Happy Holy Thursday as we approach Resurrection Day.
Happy Last Supper to anybody that needs to know that.
And what I could say about what is happening as we go into Good Friday and the energies that are so wild. I just saw a message that, and I heard this today from Sweet Angelique and Professor Z, that the Schumann resonance is so far out there, and the frequencies that are pouring in from the sun. I grok what that feels like out there, Commander Andy. I would turn into a puddle of goo in Thailand. It is about our positioning of the sun right now as we cross the galactic plane, getting closer to the star Vega. And as we are moving, I mean, light years across space-time right now, if you can imagine, it is affecting every living thing. And what has happened in this last little week that has to do with Notre Dame going down along with all the other intense energies. And it is about this old ancient timeline that has come to a conclusion. And we're in Satyuga and still in yet. Everything unlike Satyuga is coming up at this last little moment, including the redacted Mueller report, which is a joke. And Michael Cohen, I heard this across the airwaves today. Mr. Trump's former lawyer knows everything that's been redacted. He knows where all the bodies are that go back to the 70s, 80s. When you're dealing with a failed reality TV show host and a wannabe mob boss, I mean, he is a failure at wanting to be a mob boss, because there are a lot of higher ups in the pecking order of the art criminals across this planet, and he's a small-time punk on the chessboard. And I'm talking about how these folks are right at this critical juncture. What Sweet Angelique and Professor Z explained to me, there are so many people that are coming forward out of the shadows to come and share what they know, what they may or may not have done, and they want to come forward and share this with the rest of humanity as we change the story right at this critical juncture. And it's interesting that it's with this Libra full moon, it's Good Friday leading up to Resurrection Day, right at this particular time. The way all the aspects are kind of laid out, it is the outer planets, Pluto, Uranus, Neptune. What Carl Boudreau used to talk about, I'm not sure where he is anymore on out there in internet land, but these outer planets, Pluto, Uranus, Neptune, they're generational things that are happening right now. The light has won. The dark side is lost completely. and they are going down in flames. And
send more love, everybody. Remain in unconditional divine neutrality through this whole thing.
And they are creating distractions up the wazoo in order to escape, but there's no escape. And what I can say about this Mueller report, there's collusion, corruption, money laundering, murder, child trafficking, drug running, and that's not even the half of it. It goes into the deep space, secret space program, and deals made with something called the ICC, the Intergalactic Corporate Conglomerate. They are directly related to the former Nazis who escaped in the underground chambers after World War II, and they met up with the folks from Dracos, and let's say they assimilated each other's cultures, and this is kind of what they're dealing with right now. But there are so many people that have served in all of these secret programs that, like Julian Assange, they're coming forward through secure channels, so to speak, or people to come and share their stories and say it's time for all the stories to come out now that we never needed to touch another drop of oil.
We never needed to touch oil, period.
Yes, plastic or any of the products that petroleum produces.
Right.
And we could change this today, yesterday, as, well, Joe Cocker in his song, I little get a little help from my friends. And these are the folks that are already here that I'm being told the next step, Ashtar will take the stage by taking the transmissions across this planet. At his prerogative and directive, he gets his orders from on high, and I won't question the captain. Yet, it's like that story about when Commander Vrilon took the BBC airwaves and just said, listen up, people, we're not going to tolerate any more nuclear weapon detonations. And just in the last 24-40 hours, Mr. Kim tested some kind of technology.
Kim Jong-un.
Yes, and I'm not sure if it was a real test of some kind.
Oh, it was a real test.
Yeah.
It's been 6 months that he's been quiet.
Right, and all of these things have to do with the desperate attempts at this failed empire that are scrambling to try to distract with something so huge, even to the point of creating the second coming or something so outrageous like that. I mean, because all they have left is fear and hate. That's all they got, nothing else. And this is why, you know, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is such hatred, let me so love. And the fact that Mr. Netanyahu got in this week with the help of President Trump and John Bolton and all the other neocons who are playing with this, you know, story about Iran, like Dr. Cash has told us for years, he will not cross that line with Iran. And I know that that's a real deal. Mike Pompeo and the other pompous players that are playing right now with this very dangerous brinkmanship game.
John Bolton, he said the troika of tyranny, Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua is bargaining to crumble, is beginning to crumble, for the United States looks forward to watching each corner of the sordid triangle of terror fall in Havana, in Caracas, and in Nicaragua, in Managua, the capital of Nicaragua. They put some very, 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 very heavy sanctions on Cuba and the other two as well. And it's, again, keep the faith, everyone. These people are not giving up in their countries either. And it's, you know, the people at the heart of the people. Everybody in the world knows the people at the heart of the people of America, that their hearts are with everybody else that's at the other end of this gangster bunch.
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
I could say that, you know, sums it up, that Sweet Angelique and Professor Z said, since when is it a crime to report war crimes that you have witnessed? What Julian Assange has done for the people of Earth, they have shown what this empire, him and Chelsea Manning, and this goes back to 9/11. I got to say it again.
Yeah, as crime becomes a war crime, then you know something's really amiss. And that's the attempt that they're making right now, is to make it a crime to report war crimes.
Yes.
And there's just no way that that can be allowed. This is a energy that's out of its time-space continuum.
That's why I got to say, on what Professor Z and Sweet Angelique shared with me is at this time, because the higher frequencies from our sun through the great central sun, Helios and Vesta, the solar logos and the planetary logos, all these players are pouring these frequencies in to this realm right here. It is no wonder our hair is standing on end watching what's happening, and we're going, oh my God. And at the same time, it's about
Donald Trump has got deeper problems underneath his eyes. They showed a close-up picture on Chris Hayes tonight.
Yes, that of physical forms not doing so well. Blazed the violet fire.
Deep, bright blue eyes underneath, like where the bags are. And then their makeup, like to keep it looking as white as possible, but it's so blue. That's like broken capillaries. It has to do with the methamphetamines that he's doing up his nose, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's serious. And, of course, they made the statement that post-leaving office, crimes he can be charged with. Yet, what did Professor Z and Sweet Angelique say about that and all your people?
They said that there's no time of wasting. They are moving right now to step into the role of impeachment so that they can get the documents they need to proceed.
Yeah, but that's...
And I don't know where that goes. I'm not a...
Well, they mentioned Patrick Fitzgerald in the document, the 400 and...
Yes.
How many pages? Document. How many pages? 400 and something to 22?
I don't really know how many pages, no.
But they were mentioning that as they open up the impeachment proceedings, the Congress can get their hands on documents that they cannot normally get.
And they can subpoena.
So that can lead to something else.
Yes. There are many things unraveling right now and showing up to save the day. And, I mean, this is the best time to be alive. I might sound crazy, but it is the most auspicious moment to be here.
Yes, and we got all kinds of knowledge now as a people about ourselves. They brought up another species of us.
With the, you know, ET connection of how we have come from different cultures to what we have now, and our gifts and abilities are awakening, like, you know, to beat the band in everybody's bodies. And as you resist it, it creates more confusion.
This is going to be, you might say, an artful form or an artful dance form, you might say, of how the exposure takes place. It has to be that the accountability comes forth.
The very fact that Julian Assange being held in custody.
And Chelsea Manning, too.
And Chelsea Manning. They have done nothing except report the truth.
I have to say that there's this awful set of lies about Julian Assange, and I was very disturbed because Stephen Colbert last night spewed them as if they were true, and I just want you to cancel every single one of those things. It's very despicable.
Yeah, they're really,
and none of those
trashing
things are
true. Julian, and we should be behind him, because it's like Chris Hedges said, they came for Julian Assange. When are they coming for us? And kind of serious. It's scary stuff. Blaze the violet fire.
Well, they also, that kill switch did go off.
It did go off.
And there's all kinds of things going on with it. Bombshell, as promised, Julian dumps all WikiLeaks files. Here they are. This is absolutely incredible, and for those who actually do investigative journalism, this is going to be source material for possibly years to come. As co-founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange was arrested and dragged from the Ecuadorian embassy. He stated the files would be dumped, and unlike the state-controlled media, you could bank on him following through with what he said. And then it says, click here to view the massive document dump.
I looked at it, and
it's huge.
I would need another hard drive to put it all on.
It indicts all 13 families for every murder and genocide and rape and killing they've done for hundreds of years, and it's a lot to swallow. But Harper's reminds us, Harper's magazine says, since Julian has already published the leaks in question, he obviously cannot be stopped from publishing them now. All the government can do is prosecute him criminally for obtaining or publishing the leaks in the first place. To date, there can never be a criminal prosecution for this type of behavior. Obama's Justice Department ultimately concluded that a prosecution of Assange would damage the First Amendment. Absolutely. Their decision effectively meant that Julian was entitled to the same constitutional protections given all reporters. A Washington Post story about this decision quoted Obama officials who referred to the New York Times problem, i.e., the fact that any precedent set with respect to Julian Assange would absolutely have to be applied to the traditional journalistic entities, meaning the New York Times and all the other papers and everything else. Julian's Justice Department has reversed because they published, just like he did. They published what he published.
Yeah.
So they all are guilty. It's one and all. Julian's Justice Department has reversed course on this decision. Donald Trump's Justice Department has reversed course on this decision. As Jeff Sessions first came into office as Attorney General, he said that one of his top priorities would be going after Julian Assange. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, then the director of the CIA, said it is time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is, a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia. All of this, it's not working anymore. I don't need to read anything more. What we can say is that this is about the end of the money system as we know it, because it's been connected with all these lies. And it has not been designed to bring through. Can you take that away, Rama, so I can get that book under there? It's not been designed to bring a philosophic state, which is what the United States of America was intended for by Saint Germain. And we got to remember that Saint Germain's been in charge of this forever. And he's here, and he came into his incarnation as Sir Francis Bacon, and he never left. That's all cover-up stories, because they didn't want the people to know that there's such a possibility to actually embrace fully your ascension process and stay in the body and be alive and well for hundreds and hundreds of years, which is what he's already demonstrated, because he's never left that body. And I know a lot of people don't know how to put it, but Putin is the same way.
He's
been on that body for 500 years, and Rama learned that from Prince Harry, who has spent many a visit in privacy of Putin's own personal quarters, talking with him, as Saint Germain had Putin as his first right-hand general when he was Vladimir the Impaler. And that's another thing, most people don't know what that means. What do you mean he was Dracula? And Francis Ford Coppola's movie of Dracula is telling more of a deeper story. He incarnated into an undead form for 500 years, and he went inside to gut the bowels of the Vatican for what they were truly doing with the people. Yet it ended in 1979, and it got picked up again on the surface on October 1st, 1979, when the Faction Three White Knights and the Dark Side said, "May the best man win." And we took it to the surface here. And so we've had Rama met the King of Swords in 1980, the year later. And I met Lady Nada in 1986. So we are the ones that are doing this now. And our sister here, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, there is something from Amy Goodman this morning. It says, a message from the future of AOC. A new film imagines the world transformed by the Green New Deal. And so the push for the Green New Deal continues to build momentum in the United States. Oh, it's time to go. All right. Well, just say that this is a 7-minute clip film, and so we can play it over the weekend for everybody. But Alexandria and all kinds of other wonderful people like Naomi Klein and other folks are 45 years ahead, and they're looking back when they're 45 years older on this moment in 2019, and they're reminiscing what they were all doing together to change the world with the Green New Deal. And it's just great. And remembering that all time is present, let's know that it's done. The Green New Deal is done. And the Vatican, the Pope met with
Greta Thornburg.
Yes.
She's a 16-year-old, a young Swedish lady, young Swedish girl, a young adult, and she started last October or so, or September or August. It was last August. She did it by herself. She went in front of the Swedish Parliament building, and she, you know, left school a couple of hours early, and she started to demonstrate that, you know, climate crisis we are in. And now she's got millions of people all around the world. And she had one day where she got 1 million young people to leave their classrooms all around the world. That's a really big accomplishment at 16, please. Thank you. In this world, from all over the countries in the world. And made that same statement. And now there's students that are doing that on every Friday. Their last two high school sessions they don't go to, and they go and they do something to demonstrate the need for climate crisis. And there were all kinds of people sitting in front of the London Parliament buildings and disrupting traffic and everything. And then right in front of the New York City, where was that? The city council place or whatever. But anyway, they laid down in the middle of the street today. And they somehow glued. What did that kind of glue?
They used super glue.
They super glued themselves to in England, they super glued themselves to the front of the home of Jeremy Corbyn. They all love him, but they want him to put his foot down.
They actually poured super glue on their hands.
Did they do it on their hands? No, yeah. I don't think so.
Yes, that's what the girl was talking about, the lady.
That's
and
bad.
And then the cops had to come and put salt in on their hands to release it, because the solvent eats away the super glue.
And not their skin?
Not the skin.
Oh, dear.
You use acetone to get rid of super glue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And some of them did that here, too, in New York City.
Yeah.
This isn't going away, everybody. That's the point. And I know... who do we have as a guest, Marita Robert?
Elena,
I know it's 4 minutes after.
Elena is going to be our guest this evening, so she's here.
Okay, that was a big echo. I hope that can get cleared up. Okay, one last thing I would say is there's something called the Master of Paris, and it's Lady Leto, and she has her etheric retreat right over the... an etheric retreat over the Lac de la Cité, which is the island on the Seine in the very heart of Paris and the birthplace of France. La Sainte-Chapelle is the anchor point of this retreat. The chapel has beautiful stained glass windows with brilliant blue and beautiful rubies. The light filtering through the glass focuses the aspects of the rays of the goddess's consciousness. The halls of justice, supreme courts, and the courts of France, reflecting the justice of Lady Master Portia and Saint Germain, surround the focus of this Master of Paris. So the cathedral is in good hands, and isn't that interesting? Saint Germain and Lady Portia, who is in charge of Nasara now and world peace now, and Michelle for president. I pass the talking stick back to you, Marita Robert.
Well, thank you, Taran Rama. And Omina is our guest tonight. And as you know, you can call in, and I'm going to give you the number here, and you can ask a question. If there's anyone that's passed over on the other side that you'd like to speak with, all you need to do is give Omina your first name and the first name of the person you want to speak to, and she will answer some questions. So, Omina, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody. And I know for all the Christians in the world, this is Holy Week, and Easter, new beginnings, new hope. I hope for everybody that they will look for something that brings them hope if they're in need of hope, and if not, that they wish everybody else new hope, because there's always something to look forward to. Things change all the time. So
I'm going to give you the phone numbers so that if you wish to call in and ask a question, 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. A second number is 323-744-4841. 323-744-4841. And if you wish to ask a question, or if some, until we have a caller, if there's somebody on the panel that wants to ask a question, we can do that.
Absolutely. You can ask anything you want. If the answer comes, the answer comes. If it doesn't, then you're not either ready for it or you're not supposed to know. Either way. It's all in divine. I've decided, I used to always say with all in divine order, but now I'm deciding it's all in divine chaos. The world is in divine chaos, okay? And if we look at it in that way, so we're not trying to control it or anybody in the world trying to control it, perhaps we can be able to bless the chaos and let it find its own way to its balance. And in the meantime, we work on keeping ourselves balanced. So that kind of helps maintaining that balance. And if you're off a little balanced, that's okay too, as long as fun, as long as it's funny. We want funny balance. My message this week is, if you have to learn lessons about life, ask your divine self, divine power, whoever's working with you, to make the lessons funny, not painful, funny. Because it's so much easier to change what we need to change about ourselves if we look at it in a funny way. Because we are funny, entertaining. Most of us are very funny and we're entertaining. And we do silly things that are funny. And having said all of that, I think the biggest lesson is that there is no lessons. I should say that there are no lessons. I'm still learning to do proper English.
Well, for all the people that
do English. Anybody? Somebody talk to me.
I'm going along.
Lady Master Omina, I can talk to you.
All right, Lady Master Tara, talk to me.
I just got to say, Rama distracted me big time. He's got this this lion in a picture. Oops, can you bring that back? And he's got this man that's his friend. But this, how big is that lion?
I'm not sure.
I have never seen a lion that big in my life.
It's a hybrid lion.
Hybrid lion? What does that mean? He's like a pussycat in terms of his pussy personality.
What animal did they cross it with?
Yeah, Rama.
It's called
a hybrid offspring of a male lion and a female tiger.
Oh, it's a liger.
Yes.
They call them ligers. It's a male lion and a female tiger. They call those ligers.
Yeah. So the offspring is what? Is it a male or a female?
Is it a male or a female?
It's a male.
It's a male.
Okay.
And what's his name? Unbelievably huge. And I mean, the man is just got his arm over his back, and he's up to his neck. He's got to raise his arm over the back of the lion. And they're walking together, and it's like this humongous pussycat next to him.
Well, as long as he's well fed, he'll have nothing to worry about.
That's right.
Obviously, he's well fed. I'll just say that. God, who knows who can afford to feed him? He's so big. Well,
that's one of the problems with people with exotic pets. And you often see reports where the pet attacks the owner. Yeah. And I've seen where children are playing with crocodiles. They have snakes. And it's like, you know, you better keep these animals well fed. We have to respect the wildness in them, because it's there. The primal part is still there.
I remember that gentleman from Australia, and then I think a crocodile got him. That he was called the Crocodile Man or something. Remember?
Yes, he was.
We have Debbie from New York on line two. Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Amina.
Marita, you sound awful.
Okay.
Is Debbie there?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Is this any better now?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amina?
Debbie?
Yes.
What's your question, or who would you like to speak with?
My husband, his name is Teddy.
Yes. And is Teddy on the other side?
Excuse me?
Debbie, where's Teddy?
I can't hear you that well.
Okay, Debbie. Are you on a cell phone?
Oh, okay. You're all right now.
Okay. Is Teddy on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. When did he pass over?
2009.
Okay. So, let's see. Now, just give me a second to give him a couple of seconds, I should say. If they're not there right away, their guides have to go find him, or they'll bring him, or they'll talk for him. What do you want to ask him? Anything in particular while we're waiting for him?
Well, I have another question. Can you tell me my time of birth?
Sorry?
Can you tell me my time of birth?
That I can't do, no.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you your time of birth. I can ask your angel of birth what time. Where were you born?
You mean the state? Or?
Well, yeah, what part of the world were you
New
born
York
in?
New York and Queens.
Well, what I mean told is that you were born in the early hours of the morning.
Oh, good. Okay, that's better than what I had.
Somewhere between 5 and 6 a.m.
Oh, great. Okay. Because I haven't been able to find it anywhere else.
Well, that's what Spirit is telling me to tell you.
Oh, thank you.
Teddy is here.
Oh, great.
Yep.
I want to know if he knows what his cause of death on his birth certificate is accurate. I mean, on his death certificate.
Well, he's telling me that had to do with his heart.
Yes.
Is that on his death certificate?
Yeah.
Well, that's true then. Because that's what he just told me had to do with his heart. Right. It's almost like he's... Huh?
No, go ahead.
No, it would seem like his heart sort of just, it looks like it crumbled.
Okay.
But he said that he is recovered. He's fully recovered. You will know what he's talking about. That he's fully recovered and he is in a much better place. He's happy. And
that's what I think. He's probably fishing.
Well, actually, he's in a field, and he looks like, I don't know, I don't see him fishing, but he's in a field. It looks like it looks like he's swinging a golf club.
I would say fishing or gardening.
Well, sometimes he'll do that here, and sometimes he'll go on to other things there. He said that he does have a garden of flowers.
That's
what he's growing. He had a garden of flowers. And he visits you every once in a while, but he's going on to other things that he has to learn and do as well.
Oh, good.
But he's good. He's good.
And
it's okay for you to let him go.
Oh,
huh?
Sorry. I didn't hear you.
No, repeat your question.
Can he tell me how Gingy died?
How who?
Gingy. That was a pug that I had. And we found her dead.
It looked like it's a she, right?
Excuse
it
me?
Looked like she ingested. She looked like it's a female dog.
Yeah.
It looks like she ingested something that was not good for her.
Oh, okay. That's
it was almost
thought.
Like poison.
Yeah, because it was sudden, you know, and it was unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, we always just wondered about it. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Debbie.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who would like to be next to ask a question?
Well, Tara, I think, was asking me a question. Were you, Tara?
Yeah, I got influenced by Debbie's question there. We were having a little discussion about a sister that we've all gone back, way back, like to the 90s, when we were doing conference calls with this family. Her name is Nanda. And Lady Master Angel Sue, she found out that she passed over the day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it started first in December. She had a massive stroke. And they did some surgery on her brain, and they even cut out part of her brain. And so then she was allowed to go home. And because her daughter, Melissa, was a nurse, so she was able to care for her. And then on Monday she had another stroke, and so then she died on Tuesday. So that's, I just was asking what part of her journey is she on. And I know you told something to Angel Sue over there. You said that, you know, you don't ever just leave. You have to make a decision. You know, it's your choice. And
right.
So I was just going to ask because, and of course, you know, it would be, it's the perfect person. I know that you could be a mediator to help us to see what's happening here. Can you pass that little message back and forth for us?
Yes. What's her name again?
Nanda.
Nanda. Well, yeah. Nanda is not fully recovered yet. She's not fully conscious of where she is. She did not leave her body until she was ready to leave. But this is one of our guides that are telling me. They're also telling me to check back in next week because there is a message for Angel Sue of Angel Sue's concerns. I hope Angel Sue is listening. And the love that you have given out, Angel Sue, is coming back to you. And not to worry. And so I'll get more information when Nanda is more consciously aware next week. She will come in herself according to her guide.
Thank you so much, Omina.
You're welcome. Carlton's online too. I don't know who he wants to speak to, though.
Carlton?
Hi, Omina. Can you hear me?
Yes, Carlton. Carlton. I can. How are you?
Hey, doing fine. Thank you. And thank you, and thank everybody else for being there tonight. Just a quick question. You mentioned one of the things you said at the top of the hour was you said there are no lessons. Could you expand upon that a little?
Yes. You know how we all go back and forth that, well, there's another lesson I had to learn, or I call them AFCOs, but I can't repeat what that is over the air because it would be rude of me, but it's funny. So I've been really thinking about that, how I've decided if people have to learn lessons, it would be really a good idea if they ask for the lessons to be light and funny. But then I was thinking again, so what if there were no lessons? What if we're supposed to experience what we're experiencing, and then if we have some insight to it, then it's not a lesson. We get it, and we move on. Not to get all tangled up on the barbed wire of the problem, so to speak. Most of the problems come from our own investment in other people's problems. So it's about learning to detach with love, blessing people on their journey, and passing no judgment on it, just that we're all on a different journey. We're all growing at different speeds and different ways and different experience. So maybe the lesson is that there are no lessons. Does that make sense to you? And just accept. If we accept everything, that doesn't mean we have to get into the middle of the whole thing. We just accept things as they roll. It just makes life much easier. If we accept people, ourselves, understand who we are, look for the insights, ask for help from our spiritual guides or whatever the belief system is. Beliefs change all the time.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Are you there, Carl? Well, you're very welcome.
Can you hear me?
So, okay. Yes. Try that. You never know. It might make life a lot lighter for you.
Sounds good to me. All right.
Yeah.
I'll be listening in.
Oh, well, that's good. We're always grateful that you are. Okay, so who's Tara Steven? Okay, Randy was killed by a stingray.
Yeah. Randy, tell me, who is Steve Irwin?
Oh, that's the one that you saw was killed by the crocodile.
Yeah.
Oh, he was killed by a stingray.
Well, maybe the crocodile got him then.
Okay, Steve Irwin was his name. His last
that
name
was his name, yes.
All right.
He's the Australian crocodile man.
Can you tell us why he was taken out?
Say that again.
Why was he taken out? What was it? I can't remember what it was that he was doing that I didn't approve of.
What I remember of him, he was always chasing crocodiles.
I think it might have been the stingray that actually killed him. But yes, that's right. He was always, and his children are still carrying
that
on the tradition.
Body. Yeah. Probably the crocodile that, you know. Probably
he was pierced through the heart from the stingray.
Wow. Well, that's a quick way to go.
That'll do it.
Now, who's Diana?
Okay.
Tara, ask Omina about Diana.
Yes, Diana Amrito is our long friend, time friend. And she made her transition in... Oh boy, June, two years in June, and her name is Diana Amrito, Actually, she was born Utana, but she got her spiritual name from Osho Rajneesh. And so that was Dhyana.
Okay, so tell me something. She will not talk to me.
Huh?
Why is that? She told me, I'm not talking to you. I want to know. Okay, I'll respect that. I'd just like to know why. it's so funny. You know what you just said? I know too much. So maybe she's going to let out secrets or something?
Well, I know that...
She's blocked me.
She what?
She has blocked me.
Uh-huh.
She will not let me look at her.
Okay. Well, I'll just say that Dhyana at times would be shy, and then at other times she'd be like a dynamite. Like, she was in music her whole life, mm-hmm. and she had a choir here in Santa Fe, and she had, from the youngest that could sing well and wanted to, and to grown-ups, and she created music, and she just used that theme through her whole life and she spoke, to people, large groups of people, and she came to just little parent schools and stuff like that and helped the kids wake up and did projects. And I think she wanted to be here, and it was time, the body. Okay. So I think that's what I can say that I can hear from Dhyana. Sure would like to know if she's doing okay.
Oh, I'm sure. I have no doubt that she's doing okay. It's just she's just persnickety. That's all. And she has every right to be as persnickety as she wants to be. It doesn't offend me.
That's right.
I will respect that. I mean, I probably could go in there and poke around, but I'm not going to, because she's very strong and very clear about she's not talking right now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to personalize that. That's just who she is. So
you try
another time and she probably will chat away.
I think Randy.
Yes.
Is there any message from Susan from Ashtar on the Road?
Susan from Ashtar on the Road. Susan passed a couple of years ago.
Yeah, October 24th. It'll be 2 years this October.
Okay, so let's see. Oh, we got some people online. Let's answer the line first, and then I'll remind me of her. She'll come in. She's here right now. So.
Oh, good. Okay, that's Chin on line 33, Chin.
On line 33.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can.
I have a question for you. My mother-in-law passed away about 10 years ago, and she had 5 daughters. Would she have any message for any of the daughters? And her name is Carolyn June.
And would you name the daughters for me? I'm getting that it's the youngest daughter. What's the youngest one's name?
Cherie.
All right, Gail. Give me the rest of the names. I just want to make sure.
Okay. Gail. Kiana.
Yeah.
Dawn. And her oldest one is my wife, Sonia.
I think it is Gail and Cherie. She has a message for them. And what she's saying is that she's saying to the other one to get her act together. And for the other girl, huh?
Say that again. Which two?
The youngest one. She's saying for her to get her act together, whatever that means. And for the not the next one, but the next one up from that, telling her to back off. The rest, everybody else is fine. It just seems that they both have sort of gone off their path a little bit. She wants them to stop. What she's saying is stop fighting over it.
Okay.
They may not understand that right now. Huh?
I really don't know what that means, but my wife might know.
But you can tell them, because if they don't know it now, they are going to know it soon.
Okay. Years ago, we discussed on this show, and this is many years ago, that there is a possibility that people could come back. Is she going to come back, Carolyn June?
Not soon, no. She's not ready to.
She's not ready.
No, she's not ready to. No, she said that she has too much to do. And when she comes back, she wants to be very clear on why she's coming back.
Okay. And one other question.
Yeah.
For my mother. She's 93. My stepdad died 13 years ago.
Yeah.
His name is Tony. Would he come back?
Okay. No, he's waiting for your mother.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Absolutely. For real. Okay.
Yeah, because Tony's your father, right?
He's my stepdad.
Okay.
He is the one person that treated her better than any person ever in her life.
Well, Tony thinks you're... Tony feels like he's your dad. That's from another lifetime, actually. That's from another lifetime. But he's waiting to help her when she's ready to leave. And she's not quite ready yet.
She wants to see President Trump get arrested.
Say that again?
She wants to see President Trump get arrested.
Oh, well, from now on, tell her to have God bless Trump. I think that's probably what a lot of people want. But don't worry. You know, everything does work itself out. Everybody gets their dues. So whatever he's playing around with or not playing around with, don't worry, it'll happen. I don't know if he'll get arrested, but he'll get arrested somewhere. And if that's what's keeping her alive all this time, she'll probably be alive for another while yet. She will be. She's not ready to leave yet.
Okay, that's great.
But you can tell her that Tony will be waiting for her.
All right, we'll tell her that. Thank you so much. And have a nice Easter.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Now, getting back to Susan. What was the question somebody asked me about Susan?
Oh, Randy. Susan. Susan was, she was a complete trans channel of Mother Sekhmet. And there's this group, it's called Ashtar on the Road.
Yes.
She could channel Sekhmet and Ashtar, and she could bring other beings into Lady Master Nada, Sananda, Saint Germain, Mother Mary. She did many, and she was, I would just say, a very, very high being. And I mean, she seems to be pretty darn happy right now. And I think that we discovered that she works at the Antares Arcturus Midway Station with Lord Metatron and Lady Master Athena. Ashtar's twin flame and the praying mantis people, and helps people when they're going through their transition on the other side to adjust to galactic life. And
so what's the question though?
Oh, well, Randy, you got to ask. Randy?
I'd like to know basically how she's doing and how she's liking her stay at the Arcturus station, because a gentleman by the name of Henry, who's living on Earth, has been trying to contact me through my shaman friend. So I was just wondering if Susan has run into Henry's energy in the station, because he was really excited to meet me on a spiritual level at the station.
And you want Susan to run interference in that?
Well, because I haven't had any recall of that.
Okay. Well, okay. So she's here and she said that you're not ready yet. She's still on the road, but it's just a totally different road. She continues to do the work that she's doing, but she's doing it on a totally different level than she was here, because she's not limited. You know, she's not limited by the physical body or anything, and her consciousness no longer limits her. So she's learning, and she's doing. I'm asking her to slow down because she talks very, very fast.
Yes.
So I'm asking her to slow down so I can get it. That she what she is learning. It almost looks like this big geometric pattern of some sort that she's showing me, which would not mean anything to me. But anyway, she's learning. Oh, thank you very much. She's telling me that she is learning several different ways of communicating. And she loves it. We think we can communicate by talking, but she says there's several different ways to learn communications.
And Henry is on the physical plane, Amina, not, he hasn't crossed over.
Right, but Henry is also blocked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Henry has a block that he's not fully aware of yet, or haven't asked for help with it. He's a little afraid.
Okay, thank you. I'll relay the message.
You absolutely do.
Thank you, Susan. I'll give you a big hug.
She's sending it back. It sounds breezy. It feels breezy, I should say.
Hey, Almina, could you ask Susan one more thing? Has she got a moment?
Yes.
How are we doing over here with getting this Nasara law enacted? And are we going to get a little visit from Ashtar anytime soon to kind of give us a little boost with this wrangly bunch?
She said that everything is not lined up yet.
Oh.
That's all she
said. What we want to know is when.
But you got to remember, and she's saying that they don't do time there like we do time here.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So energies have to line up, and it looks like there's a lot of energies that are lining up. So that has to evolve into. It's almost like you have all of these different energies coming into one.
Uh huh.
And they're not all there yet. That's what she's showing me. She's showing me this. Probably because I understand visual better. She understands me that if I see it visually, it's easier than her talking real fast at me.
Okay. Well, Susan, will you kind of pay us a visit every so often and show us a little bit and give us a little suggestion as to, you know, how we can nudge things around or work better together and all that kind of good stuff to get this thing in a good space.
You want an answer to that? She wants to know?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. So, when you want help, you need to be clear on what it is you want help with. Then you need to be specific about it. Then you need to ask it. Then you need to leave it alone. And when it comes, accept it. and don't pull it apart. End of transmission.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So as we all do something with that, that ought to work.
Okay. That's, well, Vinak have a question for Susan.
Okay, Vinayak.
Oh, aloha. Hi. Susan, blessings for you showing up today. And my question is for Bernadette, really. She's having challenges with the phone and computer and such, but has she been able to contact you, or is she blocked in contacting you, or is there a reason for you not communicating with her at this time?
There's no reason for not communicating with her. One of the things with Bernadette, at times she's very scattered, and as hard as it's hard to zero in on what she wants the connection for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's having, speaking for her, I know she's having challenges with mental activities right now. Because of the physical aspects that are going on in her body.
Right.
And she's really desiring the connection,
but
reconnecting with Susan.
Right. Well, she's hoping. That's what that's about. What the thing for Bernadette, if she is listening, is to accept where she is, be willing to give it up, and allow the interference from the other side to help get her balanced. It would seem that some of her balance is out of order, and to be able to correct that, because there's a desperation in what she wants, which is hard to get through when they're trying to correct it.
Excellent. Many thanks, Susan.
You're welcome.
Aloha.
Okay, I'm going to let go of Susan if nobody else has any more questions for her. She's grateful you're all still thinking about her. We're grateful that she's answering the questions.
Every time she'd bring Mother through, the first thing Mother would say was, "Let's dance."
You mean Mother Mary?
Mother Sekhmet.
Oh. Okay, I have no idea who Mother Sekhmet is.
Oh,
guys are on a different planet than me.
Mother Sekhmet had one incarnation on the planet in Egypt during the high middle period of Egypt, and there's a book called The Goddess Sekhmet.
Uh-huh.
And just let me jump over here just... It'd be very interesting for you to check it out if you are so inclined. This book is by Robert Masters. And Robert Masters is an archaeologist. And Jean Houston, I believe, is his wife. Yes, Jean Houston. Do you know who Jean Houston is?
No.
No? Oh my.
I'll tell you something about me and my mission on this earth.
Yes.
I've really stayed very focused on what I'm supposed to do. I don't read about other beings. I don't read about other psychics. I don't read about anything. It's just designed that way, I think, because it keeps my channel open and it keeps it clear and it keeps it pure for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of history and there's an awful lot of things there. And yes, I am a reader, but there's a lot of things in the esoteric world I don't read. So, but I'm always willing to learn.
Okay. Well, it's very focused on the Egyptian time period.
Right.
And it's about her name. It has some meaning in terms of a simplistic. Her name is spelled S-E-K, and that's the first syllable, and that's where all sectors, that's the meaning of that part. And then there's an H in the middle. I'm going to leave that alone for a minute. And then the last three letters are M-E-T. So that's where all sectors meet in the heart, the H in the middle of all that is. And she's considered the source of all life. There's at least 4,000 names for her. And so that's a whole big study. And it's teaching about your bodies in terms of, you know, there's a name for the physical body, the Aofu. And then it goes on into five different levels of your being, you know, and then the spiritual exercises of the fifth way, psycho-spiritual exercises of the fifth way is the subtitle of the book. And Joseph Campbell wrote about her. I think you know Joseph Campbell, right?
Yes, I do.
He says Robert Masters has broken through to a new understanding of the sense and uses of the disciplines of inward turned contemplation. That's what this book is about and what it teaches you about the source of all that is. So I thought, there you found somebody that you know. So there you go.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's just who I am. That's the way I am.
Yeah.
Me, huh?
Amanda,
I am. You've been talking.
Okay, go ahead, Randy.
Okay. I've been to the next go.
Since you've been talking, I've been really sensing a heavy duty, very powerful dog energy. So if you can contact, I kind of think it's my pet from my childhood called Rex. So if you can do that sort of thing, can you see what's going on, please?
Sure.
My first dog was named Rex also.
If you're going to get an answer, but what I did not get that it was the dog. I got that it was God. And you're not letting the energy in. So I would like you to take a deep breath. This is healing energy you're receiving. Take a deep breath, open up your top chakra, and just allow the healing to come in, all the way in. It's going to come in slow, and it's going to come all the way down to your toes, and just allow that to happen. And it is iridescent light with some gold tones to it. So you have a master there doing some major work on you with the God energy. It's God energy. My goodness, it's God energy, and it's very, very, very powerful. Sometimes when messages come from the other side, it's like we have to reverse it to see it. It's like looking in a mirror. And then we have to, you know, our ego is just going to see what that says. But then sometimes we have to turn it and look at it and see what the real message is. And Randy, this energy is going to be with you for about 12 hours. And just to take it easy and rest and slow yourself down just a little bit and allow to be bathed in it. That's what I'm being told by one of your guides.
You
can talk, though. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. You have to work on slowing down. I kind of been racing a lot lately.
Well, maybe you need to slow down and stop racing around the place.
Uh-huh.
That's where the dog comes in. You see, dogs teach us to be. Dogs teach us to be. You know how dogs are. They just are who they are. They lie down when they want to rest. They play when they want to play. They eat when they want to eat. They just kind of just lie there and enjoy life. That's what. So you have to act like a dog. That sounds funny. And just allow.
Omena?
Would you be? Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. We've been speaking about the Notre Dame Cathedral, and there's a lot of discussion about that. And what is the meaning of it? And some of the things that came up were like the discussions I've had with my mother. I've never ever asked to speak with her on the other side, but as an example, as she was growing up, it wasn't okay to go to a movie. And by the time I grew up, it was okay to go to a movie. It wasn't okay for me to go to dances, but by the time my brother came along 6 years later, it was okay for him to go to dances. And Mom was always telling me, you know, I needed to pay more attention to the church's rules and I need to get back into the quote church stuff. And I said, you know, these are all man-made rules. It doesn't have anything to do with God. And so the discussion, the reason I'm asking about this, I wonder what her perception might be of what's going on, but what how it might relate to the cathedral burning. Does that have to do with, you're going to rebuild it just as it was? But is there a meaning here or something that needs to be changed? The reason it burned is because it's no longer to be used in that manner.
Okay, just let me get on. I'm just seeing something here. Pauline. I think. Okay, one at a time.
I just Dr. want. Vanek, can I
dogs
just?
Also chase, wait. Okay. Does somebody want to talk before I talk?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Marita. I don't know, but maybe you can get completely away from your computer because it's this huge double echo and it sounds like there's a TV in the background or something. And it's very challenging to hear you. I don't know what it's been like that all night. I just don't know, but I'm thinking maybe.
Well, I've got the phone just right to my ear.
Okay. I'm going to interrupt everybody because I got this stuff in my head. It's got to come out of my head. It doesn't stay there and I'll forget it. Okay. About the cathedral in France, the information I'm getting is that mankind puts too much emphasis on material stuff. That people will build the cathedral because that's what they want to do. That's what makes them feel safe. It was just human error that it fell down. Eventually it would have fell down because everything does. And Marita, what is your mother's name?
Pauline.
Okay. So Pauline's lifetime on this earth time was due to her being a toddler soul, and toddler souls very much are involved with religion because they have to be safe. They go by the rules, obsessively by the rules, because religion has taught them that. Religion, what she is learning, well, my, this is my opinion about religion. Religion is what we do. Spirituality is who we are. And she is now learning about spirituality. She's very slow at learning it about because she spent many lifetimes as a toddler soul and she's just growing out of that. So she's learning a lot more about being spiritual. And she's also apologizing for being so, so strict with you.
For what?
For being so strict with you.
Okay.
Yes. She loves you.
I know that. It was just that it wasn't expressed in the way that my soul wanted it to be.
Well, of course not. But then you have to figure out why did you pick her as a mother. So, you know, she came in. She did what she's always been taught to do. She definitely did not want to break any rules.
So why and did her I going her up as a mother then?
To stand in your own power.
Okay.
Because most of the time you bought into what she said because you want her approval, and that's what children do.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody have another question? Oh, Dr. Bionek does.
Yes. Omina, could you tell me what spiritual animal I have, if any, and the name?
Well, I don't know if I can give you the name. Let's see if we can get the animal to show itself to me first.
Sure.
What's your first name?
What's my first name?
Yeah.
I have one name, Omina. Vinayak.
And that's the name you were born with?
No. We don't.
Okay.
We don't
want that. Well, I need... That. You don't want to repeat that?
No, thank you.
Well, you... Okay, but you see, that's the vibration I would go by, because that animal would have come in with you then.
Oh,
but
what I'm well, getting, then, what I will tell
no, you let that. Me tell you. I'll tell you what's coming charging at me. It's an elephant.
Oh, Vinayak is synonymous with Ganesh, which is the elephant god.
Well, so that, there you go.
That would make total sense.
I love elephants, so charging at them charging I mean, it's not a problem.
I'm typing in my given birth name, but please do not repeat it out loud.
I won't. Okay. All right. So the other animal is a lion.
Ah.
Yeah.
Very good.
The elephant is your spiritual one.
Oh, okay.
The lion is your protector. So bring in that lion energy when you need it. When you need to cut through stuff, bring in the lion energy.
Got it. Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
Aloha.
Hey, do we have any other people who want to call in? I have just a couple minutes here to finish up. 888. 429-5471 or 323-744-4841.
Maybe I could just say that, folks, please consider sending some contributions for this program. It's very tenuous because there's just help. There's some emergency funds that dear sister has been kind enough to place in the care of Don and Doug, so in case we need emergency funds, but they're running out fast. And I've been having to complement this program on Thursdays with those funds for the last long while, and it really needs some help on a regular basis. Let's bring some more people and make some contributions so that this can sustain itself financially. So Marita's phone number is 317-773-0061, and the email to contact her that way is Stargate Marita, MARIETTA, @gmail.com. And make a contribution and let it be, because this is good. This day is good. We do some good work together. This round table, we're all in this together. Doesn't matter who we are. Let's make the contribution in the circle work. We all have an important role to play together. That's how it works. Thank you.
Okay, so I think we're probably done, Marita. Do you think so?
Well, we don't have anyone else calling in at this very moment, so we will look forward to seeing all of you next Thursday evening. And as Tara says, I have one person that donates regularly, and that is not okay when we have such a large family. And this is a request that that we have, that a need that we have. So thank you for helping. And anyone else on the team want to say anything before we sign out for tonight?
I love everyone, and I love this show. Keep it coming, everybody. We can do this. We can do this now. Nasara is really part of all who we are and making this world whole together. This is whole. That is whole. Take away whole from whole. Whole still remains whole. I confirm that now. So mote it be. Thank you. Thank you. Love you. Love
Happy
you.
Easter.
Happy Easter. Okay.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yes. Happy resurrection.
Thank all of you for being here. We appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you all next week. So, good night, all.
Good night, all.
Okay.
Good night, all.